In the Middle East, President Biden is now on the most closely watched stop of his trip, Saudi Arabia. He flew there nonstop from Israel. And on the tarmac, the Saudis rolled out a purple carpet. As for Biden's agenda, well, it's unclear if he will bring up the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S. intelligence community believes the Saudi crown prince approved that operation. NPR's Daniel Estrin is covering the trip, and we have him on the line. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, purple carpet. Tell us about the reception the president got in Saudi Arabia.
Well, besides the purple carpet, everyone has been wondering what the meeting between Biden and MBS would look like. Mohammed bin Salman, he is the crown prince. Of course, the U.S. implicated him in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist. And Biden fist bumped MBS. And then we saw a lot of images of MBS gesturing and ushering Biden in to a meeting with his father, King Salman. A reporter with NBC attempted to ask a question to the crown prince. He said, "Will you apologize to the family of Jamal Khashoggi?" MBS didn't answer. And according to photos of the journalists who took photos there, he appears to have smirked or smiled at that question. And then the traveling reporters were promptly escorted out of the room.
Oh, wow. What a moment. I thought at one point there was not going to be any media. So quite a moment there. As far as the agenda for this visit for the president, we know oil prices are extremely high. The Saudis may be able to pump more for the world. What's at the top of the president's agenda?
You know, there's a lot on this agenda. I mean, he's meeting a summit of basically all the heavyweight Arab leaders in the region. He wants them to come together and to serve as a counterweight against Iran and China and Russia. He also wants to see the truce in Yemen continue, that war in Yemen involving Saudi Arabia against Iranian-backed proxies. The war has been going on for years. Now there's a truce. But as you mentioned, Biden has... there's been a lot of criticism about this visit to Saudi Arabia, and Biden in the past called the kingdom a pariah because of the war in Yemen and because of human rights abuses. And Biden has said he will promote human rights on this trip. We will have to see whether he will publicly speak about Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist who was killed.
Yeah, and we should note the U.S. in the past has supported the Saudis in this Yemen proxy war. In this trip, the president also went to East Jerusalem and then the Israeli-occupied West Bank to meet the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. What happened there?
Well, you know, Biden is trying to renew ties with the Palestinians. There were very rocky years with under Trump when Trump sided with Israel and took punitive measures against the Palestinians. And so Biden tried to reassure Palestinians, but Palestinians have a lot of demands from the U.S. that Biden has not been able to deliver on. He hasn't been able to reverse a lot of Trump's policies, like closing diplomatic representative offices for Palestinians in Jerusalem and in Washington. Palestinians also want Biden to hold Israel to account for the recent killing of a Palestinian-American journalist.
Yes. That's NPR's Daniel Estrin following the president's trip in the Mideast. Daniel, thanks as always.
You're welcome.